You're listening to the audio production of Heaven's Lessons, 10 Things I Learned About God When I Died, by Steve Sjogren, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Maurice England.
Chapter 1. We Live in a Spiritual World. When I opened my eyes, the people around my bed didn't look familiar. They didn't look like any people I'd ever seen before. They were transparent. No words were spoken, but I knew in an instant what they were up to. They were present to support me, to urge me on, to not give up my desperate fight for life. A few days before, I'd gone into the hospital for a planned 45-minute, simple surgery. I no longer use simple and surgery in the same sentence. Anytime medical staff puts you under with anesthesia, it isn't simple. I did not go home that night as scheduled. In fact, it feels as though I've been in the recovery room for more than 12 years since that procedure. The plan was routine enough. Surgeons were to locate and remove my gallbladder, a procedure tens of thousands go through each year in the United States alone. In my case, things went haywire during the first few minutes of the surgery. Leading up to surgery, I'd been having painful attacks centered in my midsection that caused me to double over in pain. I'm the sort of person who is quick to go to the doctor when I'm in pain. So after two of those attacks, I went in to see my family physician. His initial take was that my gallbladder was inflamed, so he referred me to a great surgeon at a nearby medium-sized suburban hospital. A week later, I was in the office of a highly recommended but youngish local surgeon. I instantly liked this guy. He was into a lot of things that I too liked, target shooting and tropical fish. He was also a voracious nonfiction reader. I felt a connection with him. After looking me over, he sent me in for a series of preliminary tests to guarantee that my gallbladder was indeed the problem. I had a CT scan, an MRI, and an ultrasound, but none of those showed the presence of gallstones or a gallbladder. Later, when I spoke with the surgeon, he expressed his surprise that none of the tests revealed my gallbladder, but commented that since everybody has a gallbladder, mine must be diseased and had apparently shrunk significantly. That's why it wasn't showing up on the tests. It was even more in need of surgery. I mentioned to him that I travel extensively, often out of the country, but none of those showed the presence of gallstones, since the surgical standards of other countries leave a lot to be desired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?